Several months have passed now, and Drift's mother Susie has came with a very interesting proposition. It seems that their father, who she tells me is a bird named Driscoll, has died. It is not exactly clear if it is a recent tragedy, but I don't think she'd come to me if this wasn't under special circumstances. She wants me to resurrect Driscoll, and we have struck a deal. I will resurrect him, bring him a form that he can use, using the crown that she has given me, and the traces of biological material that are attached to it. And she will let me test on her son. Finally, we can make some progress. This is unprecedented. The revival of Driscoll was not just the revival of him, but also some strange other being that appears to resemble what the old gods were. The old gods are described as a creature of static energy and entropy, taking on the form of a bird, with the moon in one eye and the stars in another. And yet, this creature, while not necessarily matching that exact description, does seem to match the power of a god. We've had Drift in again to collect more biological material to use. What we've found is nothing short of incredible, in fact. We decided to take samples from both Drift, Bread, and this peculiar god creature that we've decided to dub Ostrogski. Injection of Ostrogski's essence into Bread has changed him. He now has access to the powers that we were so desperately trying to achieve. And when we tried to inject more of it into Drift to see how it would work, his hair changed, growing longer, and his powers became so much more archaic, so much more powerful. Now that we know that Ostrogski is the one that can provide us with this power, the possibilities are limitless. We've decided that we're going to create another clone of Drift using, well, admittedly unorthodox methods. Rather than attempting to take months of our time meticulously reconstructing the DNA of the Drift like we did last time with Bread, we are going to take him and Bread into a test chamber with Ostrogski, and we are going to create a third clone. If all goes according to plan, he will exhibit the reality warping powers that they have both been granted, and we will have a foolproof way to produce more so we can give this power to those who truly need it, those who truly deserve such control over this existence we live in. The ramifications of this. They can be fixed anyway. Bring them in.
Hey. What's going on here? Why have you all brought us in?
Yeah, why are we
in this big of a room?
Surely we don't need all this space, right? It's just us.
When, well, Ostrogski here, but, you know, he doesn't really talk through traditional means, so. Are you gonna say anything? Hey! Hey, Doc! Yeah, Doctor! Doctor! Hey! Hello! Hello!
What are you? What is going on here? What's going on here? This is ridiculous. No, no, this can't be happening. This just cannot be happening. They're melding together. We have given them more power than they could possibly know what to do with. We haven't just created another clone. We have created a hive mind. Look at that! Look at that thing! Prepare for emergency exfiltration. I'm leaving. And not looking back.
Things would really escalate from that point, you know. All those experiments. All those injections and extractions and surgeries. They did actually end up paying off. We are so much more than Drifter bred could ever be. This form, there's so much of us. So many heads, arms, tendrils, so much us, that we don't have enough physical space for us, don't have enough biomass. Well, of course, that led to us taking control of that entire testing facility. Every employee we saw, we decided, we'll envelop them in a tendril or an arm. Or give them a nice little smooch on the cheek as they melt into our flesh. That's what happened to Peck anyways. Oh. There was so much to eat, so much to see, so much us. Do you think it was enough?